Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard! Keep your arms and legs on the inside at all times. Hold on tight! The show is about to begin!
Hello everyone, I'm Cindy Bishop, the host for today's radio show. We are so lucky today to have Ashley Ross with us, helping in the understanding of blogging and how it can benefit each of us. Ashley graduated with an MBA in management from Colorado State University. Ashley has always been fascinated with tools and how to make them work effectively in the marketplace. This has naturally led itself to an expertise in blogging. Ashley was originally from California, but is now well-traveled. Her bit of gypsy living has made her well-versed in how people need to be heard, with a level of communication skills unmatched in the industry today. In business, Ashley has a no-nonsense approach, and after running multi-million dollar programs and businesses successfully and seeing what needs to be done to succeed, she has put this to practice in everyday practical approaches for you. Ashley loves education and has designed, wrote, and implemented hundreds of hours of training material, videos for schools, state organizations, nonprofits, and for-profit businesses. So, help me in welcoming Ashley Ross. Hello, Ashley. Oh,
thank you. Hey, Cindy. Thank you so much. That was such an awesome intro.
Well, you're an awesome person, so we're really glad to have you. So here we go.
You.
So today we're really going to be talking about blogging, and we're so excited because, you know, a lot of people don't understand how important it is or even what a blog really is. And many people don't use it effectively. Now, I know you do, and we've talked about that, among other things. So anyway, without any further ado, why would somebody start a blog?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, We teach a lot about an online social presence, online presence in order to build your business. And blogging is one of those very important aspects. It's not for everybody, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But there are basically four reasons why someone should start a blog. So blogging has become one of the most popular ways of communicating and spreading information and news. And there are literally millions of blogs online, but don't worry. You can always make yours stand out and get noticed. It's all about the content and your particular flair and your niche. It's also a great way to express yourself and to share information with others. It is par excellence when it comes to sharing. I think that you become a better person and a better writer when you set yourself down and you have this goal and you're having to express and communicate yourself. And the best reason of all is that you can make money doing it and absolutely bring people to your real estate business that may have never found you. Real estate is all about building relationships, and that trusting relationship can absolutely be done by putting yourself as the expert in your niche in a blog.
Well, that's terrific, I'll tell you, because I think that it's really great, too. And, you know, but like many people tell us, they unfortunately, I haven't posted for a month, et cetera. So I'm sure we're going to get to that so we can help them figure out ways to do that more effectively. So another question that kind of comes to mind is what are some of the things that can make or break a blog, somebody's success in a blog?
All of the successful bloggers that I know have the same three things going for them. One, a blog that's set up on the right platform. And for me, the right platform is always, and I tell people this all the time, WordPress.org, which is different than the internet host of WordPress.com. Do not get confused. WordPress.org is a platform that I always recommend. Number two, you have to have a desire to inspire and or help other people. A blog that is inspirational or helpful, that self-help mentality that we have, is always going to help you succeed. Mm-hmm. And three, you need a good mentor. someone to access to someone who has already been successful. And mentors can be found. There are blogging communities. There are blogging forums. There is always access to a mentor. And, of course, you have myself and lots of different tools on the Internet. But having someone who you can go to. So if you're missing one of these three things, you may find it difficult to start a blog that people like. If you're on the wrong platform, simple things like creating sharing buttons for social media or getting traffic from search engines can be very difficult. If you don't have a desire to help others, well, then it's all about you. And people don't want to read just about you. They want to know about how they can share and they can connect with you, but also with your information. So, and of course, if it's all about you, it may be hard to find as many topics that appeal to other people as well.
Now, it's not very interesting when somebody's just talking about themselves all the time, is it?
No. And on top of that, if you don't have a mentor, when you get stuck, and we all get stuck, I get stuck, you really will be stuck with a capital S. So if you have someone to help you get unstuck, you can move ahead and you can make your blog better and better each time.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. So I guess, you know, I've heard that you can get started, like, for free. And, of course, you know, that rings volumes in people's ears. But what does free really mean? So do you recommend using those free sites? Because you already mentioned WordPress.org. So how does that relate to if you get something free? Is that there a charge to that or what?
Well, you know, I really can't recommend with a clear conscience that you use a free platform. And you have Blogger is a free platform for blogging. And you have WordPress.com. You get started with a website for free. And while technically it's free to get started, the actual cost is in reality very expensive. And there are so many ways that you can lose your shirt. And one of those is you can lose your blog to someone else. And so I know all your hard work gets lost. I had a really good friend back in the day who, of course, didn't ask me.
Of course.
And they went on and they had a great blog on Blogger. And they actually made some really good money with it. And then somehow someone got in with all the technology we have, got his username, his password, and took over the blog. And he fought
You're
about
kidding.
It. Yeah, I know. No, crazy. And he fought with Blogger about it. I mean, it took him a long time. And he did eventually prove that it was his, and he started it. But he lost a ton of income and never really recovered from it.
Good heavens.
So don't give all your efforts to somebody else, for heaven's
sake.
Yeah. And then when you have a free platform, they can shut you down. If they don't like your blog, if they don't like your content, if they think that you're plagiarizing somebody else's content, you know, even if you're the one who actually is doing the original writing and they think that someone else, that you stole it from someone else, they can just shut you down, no warning.
Good
heavens.
And
then you lose all
your
content.
I mean, that's frightening, especially if, in fact, you're legitimate.
Yeah, exactly. And how do you prove it otherwise? See?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. And then you have no control of your blog. Okay, so if you want to use certain ads, and one of the big ways to make money on an ad is when you have people that come into your blog on a regular basis, and somebody comes to you and says, hey, I want to advertise, I'm going to give you a percentage of the pay every time somebody clicks on my ad, you may not be able to put that ad on, and or you might have to put it on every single post. So there's no consistency across the platform, and really you're going to be losing out on money, and you can lose all your effort in one fell swoop. So please don't do a free one.
Good heavens. I mean, that's frightening. I did not know that. And in fact, I bet I bet the vast majority of people that are using one of these free sources are probably completely unaware of this. And the biggest problem is proving it.
It is. It really is. And even if you have, and I will say this, it's not just for blogging. There are free websites out there, and you're going to have the same problem, is all your content can disappear in a heartbeat. And then what are you left with? All your effort, all that heart and soul that's put into it is just gone.
Great, gracious. So is WordPress.org the one that you singly recommend, or that's just the one that you find that is the most successful, and why recommend anybody else? Because there's probably other sites out there that are worthy, but I've certainly heard the most good things about WordPress.
You know, WordPress.org is kind of the standard in my book. And yes, there are others. There's ways to make other great blogs. I'm by no means saying that they're not out there. But make sure that you pay for your hosting, pay for your domain, and set it up. I like WordPress.org. It has been so well developed. They have free templates, thousands of them, and thousands, if not millions, of paid templates that are at a low price.
Okay.
The add-ins that you can put in to customize your template and your WordPress blog are countless, and most of them are free.
Gracious.
And
well, that's wonderful.
If you can't find it free, it's low cost, because there are literally millions of WordPress blogs out there. So just from resource and adaptability, and there's so many plugins that organizations now, they build it in where if you have a WordPress blog, we work with them. And so it's just ease of use. And it's a great program to, and an easy program to learn. So, that's why I recommend it.
Okay. All right. So how easy, now that they know all the things to be afraid of and then some of the good things, how easy is it for them to start blogging?
Oh, setting a blog is very easy. And most people can actually get it set up with about 10 to 20 minutes with some very basic internet skills. There's two decisions you have to make before you start your blog. Number one, what domain name do you want to use? And number two, where do you want to host your blog? So, you know, when you choose a domain name, I get all these questions of, well, do I use .com? Do I use .org? Do I use .net? Do I use, and they have .co and .uk and all these different choices now. And I always tell them, it doesn't matter if you're in the United States, you're in Canada, you're in United Kingdom, anywhere in the world, I always highly recommend using a .com name.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a global audience. You want to have somebody who trusts you. And .com is the global domain name. It's what people automatically associate with having a business. So choose a .com name and you'll be good to go.
Well, that's good to know, because there are lots and lots of them, and you see them, but everybody recognizes and assumes, actually, .com.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's just kind of what people expect and what they trust.
Okay, so if you, where would you, then you've got the domain name now, and you've got a .com, well, how do you know where to host it?
Well, let me back up for just a minute. So, you know, choosing a domain name is actually pretty hard. And I'd say the number one rule for choosing a domain name is you have to pick something that you like. I mean, really, honestly, that's what it comes down to. If you like the name of your blog, it is much easier to tell other people about it and be proud of it when you do. And so when you choose your domain name, number one, keep it short. I like to use three words or less. Don't violate trademarks. That's the number one way to get shut down. Never use a company or product name that isn't your own company or your own product name. And use the .com extension.
Okay.
You got to say it.
Yeah.
And and use the .com extension. I know that there are successful blogs that use other extensions like .net or .org, but .coms seem to be the most memorable, especially for people that aren't necessarily as confident in their internet skills and as some of us are.
Mm-hmm.
So your question about web hosts, a web host is an online service that stores your blog. All right, so it's a data center. So you have a domain hosting, which is your name, and then you have a web host, which is an online service that stores the information for your blog. So there's two different processes in order to create a blog.
Well, I think that helps a lot of people because they get confused by those two things, and they think they just go sign up at WordPress.org, and then guess what? The rest of it's taken care of. They really do. And maybe I have an elementary education in this, but a lot of people do, you know, and they don't know. They don't understand the differences there.
I know, and I've run across that a lot, far more than I care to tell, is that people don't understand that there's two processes to set up a domain. You have to have a domain name, and that sometimes is a separate charge, and sometimes it's the same charge. And then you have to host that domain name and make it live for people to go visit it. So the host you choose does matter. It matters a lot. Some people go with these free hosts and they hope to have a good experience. I say no.
No.
If you don't start with a host that's reliable, you're going to have to pay people to fix your blog when the host is all messed up, right?
Yeah.
And
it's like having a house without the foundation, right?
It is. It is. and if they can't see your information and they go to your site and it's like, oh, sorry, this is down. Okay, well, you're losing potential. And will they ever come back again? That's what I say.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. So I've tried many hosts. There's Bluehost, Fat Cow, HostGator, 1&1, Host9, GoDaddy, HostMonster. Some of them are going to be more reliable and have better support like Bluehost, but the prices can vary a lot. So check them all out. Read some reviews on the internet before you decide. And just remember, you can always transfer to another host if the one you choose is really bad. You're not stuck. Yeah, you're not stuck.
I'm sure that's in their mind. Oh, my gosh, what happens if I pick the wrong one, you know? Oh, my goodness gracious. So, now that we're all scared, which way to go? But there's just so much more to this. Most people don't realize it. There's just so much to this. So let's assume that they get all that right. They pick Bluehost. They've got all set. They're getting their blog going using WordPress.org. So what goes next?
This is where I say you just start blogging. and what I mean by that is if you just want to have a casual blog, you're pretty much all done. Just start doing entries, do it every day, spend some time on it. If you want to start a blog that gets popular and makes money, then listen in a little bit longer.
Yeah. Okay,
honestly, I've got to cover some of that.
Okay, well, I know, and I know you will because I'm getting ready to ask exactly that. So this is, you know, a lot of people don't realize you can make money from blogging. And so why do some bloggers make over $50,000 per month blogging and others never make any money that were trying to make money versus somebody that's just doing it as a conversation?
Yeah, you know, and I always say, and this is one thing that we coach clients on all the time, Cindy, and it's something that any you will read anytime you start a business. I don't care what business it is. You have to write it down. Some bloggers make $50,000 per month blogging because they have a good plan. Majority of people do not plan what they're going to do. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that people who fail at blogging do so because they either have no plan, have a bad plan, or they don't follow through on a good plan. It takes work. It takes work to create a successful blog. So basically, if you don't want to work, you're definitely not in the right place.
Yeah.
If you want to earn the results, a blog can be an incredible business. But you have to have some dedication, and you have to have some willingness to learn.
Okay.
Same with any good business.
Yeah, well, that's with any good business. That's right. So a blog isn't any different. It requires a business plan.
No. It does. It does.
Okay. So what makes a successful blog?
Other than the business plan. Well, that's part of it. Well, every blog has three components. We talked about proper setup, and then you have to have awesome content, and you have solid marketing, okay? So if you can get a blog going that has all three, has a proper setup, awesome content, and solid marketing, you'll be on your way. If you're missing one of those key ingredients, it may be very difficult to turn your blog into a success.
Okay.
So if you followed what we talked about above, you should have a blog that's all set up. Does that mean that people everywhere are going to come flocking to it? It is not like that famous Robert Redford movie, you know, if you build it, they'll come.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't happen that way.
No. It's Hollywood.
No. That's Hollywood. So it does take a little bit of time to have a successful blog. Fortunately, I've gone through the process multiple times, and this is how it works.
Okay.
Most successful blogs make a difference for others in one way or another. And that's really what it comes down to, is influencing other people, helping other people.
Okay.
But what a blog really is it's a home to multiple useful posts. If you can create a useful post, you can create a successful blog. So, blogging isn't about one niche. I know of blogs that reference many different niches. The point is to pick a topic that you like and go for it. If you like the topic and you're sharing that passion for what you're doing, other people will share that passion and like it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the things I know people hear me say is that content is king,
mm-hmm.
and I will say it every day, create awesome content, create epic content, make better blog content, blah, 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 on and on. The problem is, how do I define that? What does that mean? And I'll tell you what that means. There's four ingredients to having awesome content and making people want to watch it or read it and come back over and over. One, you have to have a catchy title. Absolutely, you have to have a catchy title. If it doesn't have catch, it's not going to work.
Okay.
No one wants to read something that's very broad and says video marketing. No. Let's add some.
That almost
puts
me to sleep.
Marketing.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very good.
So you also have to have visual effect, good pictures and or good video. Very important. Every blog should have pictures and video. As Cindy tells me, ADHD is rampant in our society. So let's make use of the I call it the squirrel syndrome. I don't know if you ever watched the movie Up.
Mm-mm.
And the dog in the movie Up, he can talk, and he's always talking to his human. And all of a sudden, he goes, squirrel. And as he sees something, it distracts him. And every five minutes, he's yelling, squirrel. So I call that the squirrel syndrome.
Yep, and that sounds like most people in sales.
Yeah.
They need lots of pictures and video. Yeah, so that's a very, very good point. But I think people are visual learners anyway.
I think so, too, as a general rule. And so the more pictures and visuals you can have, the better. It also has to be useful.
Mm-hmm.
People want to read something that they can take away and apply to their life. Otherwise, they're not going to read it.
Correct.
And
yes, I would imagine not. I know I wouldn't read anything if it wasn't useful.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we live very busy lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can't use it, I'm not too sure I'm going to spend my time doing it. I'd have to be incredibly inspirational, but inspirational is still useful to me. So, and the last one is readability. And I don't say grammar. I don't say spelling. I don't say anything. I say readability. So let me break this down a little bit more so it's not just a list. Catchy titles. There is an awesome amount of information out there that can teach you how to write awesome titles. And if I can say this, Cindy, we have a great resource library in our online marketing toolkit that you can find resources to help you with. It will, in fact, there's this one article, 101 of the most well-read email titles. And if I can write an email title, I can most certainly write a podcast title.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's a wonderful, wonderful resource. So how would somebody get that online marketing library tool? And maybe we'll save that and let you talk about that at the end, because that is a wonderful tool for people to be able to sign on to and use that would go over and help them run their business and run their life.
And let me say also that all of these steps about blogging are broken down into videos, as well as how to promote, how to market, how to get your website indexed fast. All those things are in the online marketing toolkit as well. So
that's fantastic.
You know,
how many lessons are there?
Oh, my gosh.
There's that many things. How many? Just tons, huh?
Tons. Just on blogging, social media, and website, there are over 30 videos and reports and lessons to promote yourself. And that's just the online part. And we have all the offline material you could ever dream of, too. So,
I guess that's why it's called a marketing toolkit. Then, we'll let you talk about that at the end. Okay, so writing. Yeah, so we're still going over the. So you're going over the explanation of these four things. So all ears.
Yeah. Okay. So then we had the visual effect. We did talk about the squirrel syndrome. When I started doing podcasting this year, and I was not using pictures to do the introduction, to do anything. And, oh, my gosh, it was like dead zone. And now that I'm starting to put pictures in a little livelier, because it's posted in a lot of different places, the turnaround has been significant. And I get a lot more traffic from places just because I have pictures on my content.
Wow. Well,
and it's the
theory.
Same.
There it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's just my recent experience. I mean, I've done that with blogs. I've done that with a lot of things. But honestly, pictures, videos, all of that material, when you have that solid visual effect, it's going to make a huge difference.
That's wonderful.
And then,
And
then usefulness. You know, I mentioned earlier that there are millions of blogs out there. How do you make yourself stand out? Well, of course, you know, catchy titles, and of course, visual effects, but usefulness. If I was starting a new blog today, I would spend a ton of time on forums that were related to my topic. You know, for instance, if I was looking at military relocation, just on LinkedIn alone, there are 32 active groups that discuss military relocation.
Good heavens.
I'm going to go
if there's that many on just LinkedIn. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So why? You know, you ask, why should I spend that time? Well, because I want you to find out what other people are asking.
Exactly.
That's how
you could build a whole business just around knowing that.
Yeah. That's how you find the problems that people in a particular niche are having. And then I would help them solve those problems by writing useful blog posts based on those needs that I became aware of. So don't guess what people want to learn. Go to places where they tell you. Okay? It's so much more effective, and that's how you make yourself stand out on these things. So then readability. I say don't sweat being a writer. you know, much less a perfect writer. Readability is what counts. To have awesome readability, you just have to be saying something that makes a difference. It's that simple. Give people takeaways, things they can use, and they will love you. And people ask me all the time how they can get better at making the writing perfect. My advice, forget about it. If you are delivering what people want, they don't care if you have grammatical errors. They won't care if you use abbreviations or if you use, you know, LOL as you're conveying your emotions. Your writing can be very readable without being absolutely correct. All right?
You know, a lot of people do say that. They I'm not a writer, so I can't do that. Well, yes, you can, you know. So it's very interesting that you say that, and I hope that many of those people that feel that way will either, you know, listen to this recording or, you know, are on it now, that they can actually hear that, because I think that's a, just a barrier that's maybe a misnomer, you know, a myth.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid because they hear writing. I have to write, I have to write something.
Yep.
And so they never take that first step. And it's, you know, it's not like you're having to write, you know, your master's thesis or a doctoral thesis. You know, we're writing short, readable. What would you like to read? And
that's
that
great.
Can be funny. It can be serious. It can be all the different styles you can think of. Don't worry. Just put it down. That's what I
say. Yep. Be yourself and give value. So that's pretty good advice. So now that we've gotten to this point, now they know what they need to do, how are they going to get people there? What marketing? Can you just do the blog and just hope somebody shows up? Or you know, what do you do to get people to show up and read all the effort you did?
Yeah, you know, I believe in shooting straight to the target, and I know you do too. And I always say, if you don't market your blog, it will fail.
Mm.
Okay? And they will not show up just because you write a great blog. The best content in the world will never do anything if no one sees it in the first place. People have to see it before they can fall in love with it. And, and fortunately, there are plenty of free ways that you can get loads of traffic to your site. And I think, at least initially, you should never have to spend money to market if you're doing these things correctly. So let me walk you through. The biggest, scariest thing that I talk about is usually search engine optimization, or SEO. And it's really, the concept is simple. Applying it can be a little more tricky. So with SEO, you're trying to create blog posts about topics that people are already searching Google and other search engines for. If you can line up your site to what is being looked on Google for, Google will refer people over to your website, your blog.
Mm.
So then you can get a steady stream of traffic. So people
Let's do that.
Yeah. Sounds easy, not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
People who are good at developing traffic through SEO have two main skills. They use keywords. Those are words that people search Google for in their blog posts, and they create blog posts that get shared and linked by other sites. These are skills that can be learned. They aren't that difficult. But it would be another 12 hours of blogging for me to go into SEO. Let me just say, I cover a big section on SEO in the Online Marketing Toolkit, but there's also great free resources out there. Just don't get sucked into, hey, we'll teach you how to do SEO or do it on your website.
Mm.
You can absolutely learn in short order how to do it for free or nearly free. Okay?
Okay. So that's good to know. But how much time are they going to put into it versus, you know, getting somebody like you or, I mean, they still should have a working knowledge of it. So I mean, it's easy, but you need to do some learning. It's a skill. It's a skill, you know, and people need to have these skills.
You do. And if I could say, you know, places like Google AdSense can give you a sense of what people are looking for. Basically, Google AdSense searches through all of Google what the most common terms are for a topic that you put in, and those are your keywords. That's
okay.
The shortest, simplest way for me to describe where they can go and what they can do to at least get started.
Okay.
But honestly, SEO, if you spent an hour researching SEO just to get started, that's time well spent. You don't have to spend days and days and days. A good hour, maybe two at max, and search through what SEO actually is. There's lots of references to what it is, and it's free. Okay?
Okay.
So the next way you can get traffic is from social media. And social media is everything from LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, Google+, Twitter, StumbleUpon. There's tons of social media depending on where you like to go. And if you do it well and you connect the pieces for SEO, your social media can actually amplify your SEO results. So
oh, that's
as
wonderful.
People like to share and talk about your blog on social media. Google notices that. They have these analytics that go through and see who's talking about what. And if you're being discussed on these other sites, if you are active, Google takes notice and they will move you up the ranking.
Gosh, those analytics were wonderful. they can see all that and all that conversation. There we go, conversation that actually gets you traffic.
Exactly. So and of course each social platform is different, but they can all provide you with a lot of traffic. And just keep in mind that not every successful blog uses every social media platform. My best advice for social media, and I consult on this all the time, is focus. And decide what you're most interested in doing. LinkedIn may be the place that resonates with you, and there are more people on LinkedIn that that you know or that have topics that they're interested in. It may be Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It may be Pinterest. I cannot say one over another. All I can say is look at what the format is and the type of people that are on there and see what resonates. And you can always change.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense because you don't always know the first time out anyway unless you have kind of more of an interest in one versus another because you happen to be on there more.
Yeah, I had somebody I was working with the other day, and they're on Facebook. They have a membership at all the other sites, but the only one they use consistently is Facebook.
Now, there's the answer.
Okay. There's right. Your answer. And I had another one that all they were interested in was LinkedIn. Well, we can develop a campaign around that. It's not a problem. It's a matter of reaching out to those people that your sphere and in your interest. So, and the other way you can reach out is networking. And oh my gosh, that is a scary, scary word for me. I used to think that networking was really hard. But then I learned about a secret sauce when it comes to networking. And what's a secret sauce? It's networking with people who are close to your level. If you're always trying to network with big players in your niche, it will always feel impossible, mainly because
it is impossible. Yeah.
But it isn't necessary. Networking has so many benefits, but the biggest benefits are related to how you can help each other promote your blogs and blog posts, and not just yours, but the other people that you network with.
Okay.
If you can only promote your work to your own audience, you will never get the results you could if your work was promoted to multiple audiences.
Okay. And show them the benefit of what you're doing.
Exactly. If they believe in you and they're referring people over to you, doing it in return is excellent. It's very important to keep that relationship. And also, if you're networking with other bloggers, there's some of your mentoring relationship. And all you have to do is reach out. You find other blogs that are similar in size. start commenting and interacting with the people who own them, and you can have huge dividends. One big mistake, and you know, I won't go on this because it's kind of one of my topics that I can get really fired up about, is people are way too selfish in their relationships and their networking. You need to try your best to help your network out. Share their work, help them grow, get together, talk on a regular basis about what's going on, and they will return that favor. So every blog that you work with can grow at the same time.
It's a good, healthy attitude, because there's plenty of to go around. You know, there really is, and sometimes people do get very, very selfish about sharing.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not going to cover media platforms too much, but I'll just mention as one of the methods, because someone is always going to tell you about YouTube or about iTunes, you can get residual traffic to your blog by putting content where people are already looking for it. People are always looking at YouTube. They're always looking at iTunes. And this can be a great opportunity to help grow your blog. Now, how you get on YouTube and iTunes, it's about creating podcasts, it's about creating videos, and quite frankly, it's a whole other radio show altogether.
Okay. Very interesting. So.
And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, then there's also some things you've mentioned to me before, which are getting them through, subscribers through email and RSS.
Yeah, absolutely. And RSS is like the biggest mystery to most people. But I would say there are a ton of websites out there that tell you email is dead and getting subscribers through email and RSS is dead, and that's not the way to go. But I'll tell you, it is still the most important way to help your blog grow. You want people to be happily subscribed to your blog. They come check out your new content every time you post. And you can let them know about other announcements, such as when you launch products or if you're on a new social media platform. I know that email and RSS, which is an auto feed, that basically every time that you put something on there, they get a notification. That's all RSS is. It's very simple. And it's easy to set up on WordPress, so just keep that in mind. But basically, it is a lot easier to make good money with your blog if you have a lot of subscribers. It means that you can market to them and you can send them all your updates. And so personal touch with the email campaign, building a drip campaign, which we cover in the Online Marketing Toolkit, and we'll probably have a webinar on it one of these days, is intrinsic to having a successful business.
Okay. Well, a lot of answers are right within that training platform, which is good. So, in conclusion, what would you recommend they do next?
I say just do it.
Yep, that's good. Sounds like Nike. Just do it.
Yeah, you know, no single blog is truly great at everything. You don't have to be perfect at SEO. You don't have to be perfect at writing. You don't have to be perfect at getting just the right picture. What you have to be perfect at is just doing it. The action, the application of just doing it and getting it out there in the world is how you start. If you get started today and you improve as you go, you're going to find success much sooner than you ever thought it was possible. And help develop that online internet presence that we always talk about.
Yep. So I think this is really great. I'm sitting here going, wow, I just learned an awful lot, which is really great because I don't blog. So it's and I know you do. So but one thing that everyone can do, and thank you very much, Ashley, for being the expert on the show today and talking about blogging. I think this is going to give people an awful lot of beneficial tools. Now, if I'm not mistaken, one thing everyone can do, you were talking about the marketing toolkit. I know the marketing toolkit is fantastic. It's truly packed with every imaginable marketing skill that you can even think of. And basically in an academy, in a training platform, and where you can go back and even repeat looking at things when you need to know how to do things. And it's very, very worthwhile education. And there one thing that everybody can do is they can try it first by going to I guess the best place is for them to go to where is the best place for them to actually go to? You have several sites. Is it coachingchicksacademy.com? And then they can put their name and their email address in the free video box that's right on the front page at the top, or kind of in the middle, I guess, over to the right. I just looked at it. And name and email, and you will then in your email get these free videos that are actually right out of the marketing library, which will give you a very good feel for what that is like. And then, or if you just wanted to order it, so, and by the way, I've learned the hard way, Chicks is spelled C-H-I-C-S, there's no K. So that's coachingchicksacademy.com. Now, if you were interested in signing up, you can do there, or you can actually go to thecoachingchicks.com, and you also, there's a way to sign up there that's pretty self-explanatory. And do you have anything else to add to that? Hopefully I did that partially right.
You did. You did a great job. And you could always email Cindy or myself at coachingchicks@gmail.com. And we're happy to answer any questions and reach out to you as an individual. But it is free training. It's absolutely excellent training, gives you an overview. And we also have some other, we have a weekly free video that gives you a training slot as well. So, you know, by all means, reach out to us and we can help you out.
Great. All right. Well, thanks very much, everybody. And we hope you learned a lot about blogging today. And thank you, Ashley Ross, for sharing all of this amazing information with us. Have a great day. Till next time.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, push the safety bars up and exit the ride.